Let's just start off with what sets you apart from the other candidates in the primary and from Governor Matt Bevin.
What sets me apart is that I'm a fighter that gets results. We desperately have to beat Matt Bevin this fall, but don't take my word for it. Ask any family that has a child with a pre-existing condition. When this administration and the federal government are trying to tear away their health care coverage, ask any teacher who's been called names and had their retirement stuck in a sewer bill. Ask any family who's worried about losing that next person to a drug epidemic. We must have a governor that gets results. And I've proven that time and time again, I can beat this governor. When he illegally cut our universities, just like Murray State, I stood up to him. We won. We returned over $18 million where it belonged. When he illegally cut the retirements of over 200,000 public servants, I stopped him. But it's not just that. I've also shown people that I can get results as Attorney General. We have ended the rape kit backlog, testing all 5,000 kits. We have 7 indictments coming out of our cold case unit. We've returned over $3 million stolen from seniors. We've tripled the number of child predators we've caught. And I have plans on this drug epidemic that will actually work. And I stepped up and sued over 9 opioid manufacturers and distributors. I have a real record of getting results for our families. And our families desperately need those results.
And as for the other Democratic primary challengers?
Right. It's talk versus action. Everybody will tell you that they're for health care, but only I'm fighting for it. I'm in 3 national lawsuits fighting to preserve mandatory coverage for pre-existing conditions. That covers half of all Kentuckians. I'm fighting against attempts from the federal administration to allow discrimination against women where they could be charged more than men for the same policy. I'm fighting against those lifetime caps where a child with a debilitating illness or something like type 1 diabetes would be out of luck and out of coverage before they reach adulthood. Again, everybody will talk about the things they're for. I actually take action. Look at this drug epidemic. I've stepped up and sued opioid manufacturers, launched the Kentucky Opioid Disposal Program, and provided over $9 million of treatment statewide. Look at standing up for our people. I've cut nearly $1.4 billion out of rate increases, which would have made people's electricity and power more expensive. Now, I've got a real record of results where, listen, anybody will tell you what you want to hear to get your vote, but I've shown you what I'll do.
Should you win the seat, what are your top priorities as governor? What do you see as the biggest issues affecting the state?
My top priorities as governor is first to create a public education system that provides a world-class education to all of our students. And that requires being an ally and not an adversary to our school system. It's about investing and fully funding our public schools and bringing our teachers back to the table. I believe so much in our teachers, I selected one as my running mate. My running mate, Jacqueline Coleman, is a teacher, a basketball coach, and an assistant principal, and she'll be the first active educator since Martha Lane Collins to serve in that role. It's also healthcare. Healthcare is a basic human right. Everyone in Kentucky ought to have coverage, and everyone ought to be able to see a doctor when they're sick without it breaking the bank. That's why I've got a policy and a plan on andybashir.com that talks about putting the most important protections into state law, where it'd be illegal in Kentucky to kick someone off their coverage for pre-existing condition. It talks about rescinding Governor Bevin's Medicaid waiver and signing everybody up we can for expanded Medicaid. And then we go into how we're going to lower everyone's costs, including the state, because everyone listening pays too much for health care. Third issue is creating jobs of tomorrow. We can invest in areas like agriculture technology, where we can create 6-figure jobs in rural Kentucky. Under the current governor, 85% of announced jobs are in 3 cities. Western Kentucky deserves jobs too. And from me, a guy whose family hails from Dawson Springs in Hopkins County, Western Kentucky is absolutely critical, and we're going to judge the job I do as governor by the jobs we create here.
So what is your message to rural voters in West Kentucky, which this region has skewed more Republican-conservative in recent years?
My message to them is I'm a candidate of right now. Right now, your families are falling further behind because your wages never go up, but the gas bill and the grocery bill and the power bill go up every single month. Right now, you're worried about that next person falling into the drug epidemic because we lose 30 Kentuckians a week. Right now, you're worried about opening that next surprise bill where you didn't know you were out of network. and somebody says you owe a healthcare company $10,000, I've been there. I am running to address our anxieties at the end of the day right now. And I am the only candidate with any roots and connections to Western Kentucky. I'm the candidate that promises to and people see in their neighborhoods time after time after time. I'm invested in this region of the state, and I want to see it succeed. And as governor, I'm going to work to make that happen every single day. But I'm also a guy who listens, who knows that the best ideas that come from any community often come from people other than the governor. And so our goal is to work with our cities and our counties, our universities, all the amazing things that this area has, and help amplify it and make sure we know that the opportunities that are here, how we connect them to those businesses of the future.
Republicans have criticized your several lawsuits against Governor Bevin. How would you, as governor, handle a potentially litigious or disputatious attorney general?
Well, Republicans can disagree all they want, but the Supreme Court has said time and time again that we were right. Now, when Governor Bevin illegally cut the budgets of our universities and community colleges, I sued. We won. We returned $18 million where it belonged. When he tried to illegally cut the retirements of every teacher, police officer, firefighter, social worker, every state, city, county, and school employee, I beat him 7-0 in front of the Supreme Court. And what does that mean? It means his actions were illegal. It's pretty easy as a governor. Just follow the law. This governor refuses to do it because he wants to be a king, and he does not want to be held accountable. As governor, I understand and respect the law, and I know that government includes conflict. And just because someone disagrees with me doesn't make them my enemy. So it's time to end this bullying. It's time to end the name calling. We were raised better than this in Kentucky, and it's time we started acting better than this, too.
Just quickly going through a list of big issues, what are your positions? Let's start with pension reform.
Our pension system is in crisis, but the way to deal with it isn't what this governor does, which is to try to cut benefits or hoist it on cities, counties, and universities. It's a creation of new dedicated revenue streams that go solely to the pension system, and I will give you four. First, expanded gaming. We lose $550 million in tax revenue every year. I want to dedicate all of that to the pension system. Second, medicinal marijuana. And I didn't come here lightly. I'm the top law enforcement official in the state, but opioids do not work for long-term pain. And what we end up doing is we end up stocking medicine cabinets with things that cause addiction in kids or in friends. Medicinal marijuana may create up to $50 million in additional revenue. Let's close unfair tax loopholes. In Kentucky, if you buy a private jet, you don't pay sales tax. Well, if you can afford a private jet, you can afford the sales tax on it. And finally, I'm going to stop giving state tax incentives, your listeners' money, to companies that aren't creating jobs that pay a living wage. We dedicate all of that to the pension system, and we can guarantee everyone the retirement that they were promised.
Some of those items that you mentioned are big issues that I wanted to ask you about. So just to clarify, casino, gambling, that's something you support?
Casino, sports, fantasy sports, and being prepared for online poker.
You talk about medicinal marijuana, recreational marijuana. What's your position?
You know, every state that's done this and done it correctly has at least started with medicinal marijuana. And the reason I'm for medicinal marijuana is that I think it can give people with chronic pain some relief while not stocking that medicine cabinet with things that cause addiction. In the end, it's going to cause so much less harm than opioids that I've come to support it.
So just to clarify, supporting medical marijuana, not recreational.
Correct.
Expanded Medicaid.
Yes. I believe that healthcare is a basic human right. It's time to rescind Matt Bevin's Medicaid waiver. All it does is create paperwork. People on expanded Medicaid are already working. And listen, if they're willing to get up and go to a job that may only pay them $16,000, $17,000, $18,000, let's give them the boost they need since they're working to ultimately get to that better job of the future where they'll be off that entitlement.
That goes into my next one here, which was minimum wage.
Minimum wage is something that I understand because my first job was mucking stalls. At the time, I think it was $5.25 or $5.75 an hour, and that hardly filled up the gas tank. We need to make sure that we value work, and if you put in a full week's work, you ought to be able to support yourself and to families. So we need to increase the minimum wage. But that's a conversation we need to have with our workers, with business, and to find that right balance.
Funding for public higher education.
I think we're only one of six states that continued to cut higher education funding after coming out of the recession, and that is wrong. I'm 41 years old. I'm not telling you how old my wife is, but we are still paying off a college loan. That should not be happening. Our kids shouldn't have to mortgage their future to go to college, and we need more kids graduating from college. That'll raise our per capita income and help everybody succeed in the state. So yes to more funding for higher education.
Job training.
Oh, job training and skills training is people always talk about this like it's an either or. Either you're going to college and we're focusing on it, or you're going to a trade school. We need more people going to both. We don't graduate enough people from college, and we don't get enough people with those skills that they need to go directly into the workforce. We need to promote both to make sure that every single Kentucky child has a path towards supporting themselves and truly adding to our economy.
I've got two more. Here's a big one, abortion.
Well, I'm pro-choice, and I support Roe v. Wade.
Open records law.
I am the guardian of the open records law as Attorney General. And I will tell you that this current administration under Governor Bevin has hidden their actions more than any that I have ever seen. Sunlight is the best disinfectant. Government ought to be fully transparent because guess what? Your listeners pay for it. Government is supposed to serve the people and not the other way around. And so I'm tired of their secrecy and I'm tired of their personal enrichment. We've got a governor that bought a mansion from a state contractor at half price. He gave one of his best buddies a $370,000 job that we pay for. Enough is enough. It's time to get back to a transparent and honest government. And that's why I release my tax returns every single year. They show that I work for Kentuckians and only Kentuckians, that no one will ever own me, and I will always try to do the right thing.
What do you see as common ground issues that can be accomplished in the next legislative session?
Well, see, I think that we still agree on so much, but I think it's the way we go about it. And we've got to change not only the tone, but our process. Every legislative session, they start with the most contentious bill, and they fight and they fight and they fight, and they're so mad after that first bill passes, they can't even work on things they agree on. So let's flip the script. Let's start with 15 bills that we all agree on, and let's spend 1 week debating the finer points of the policy, how we can make it better, how we can make it more cost effective. And I bet after we passed 15 bills that we all agreed on, that we could actually talk in a civil manner about the other ones.
It's been said that East and West Kentucky were described as the sort of the former bulwarks of the Kentucky Democratic Party, but that's changed to Kentucky's becoming more Republican. How do Democrats come back?
Well, this isn't a race of right versus left. It's a race of right versus wrong. It is wrong when a governor calls people names. It is wrong when a governor tries to bully teachers, subpoena them, and fine them $1,000 each. It is wrong when a governor engages in personal enrichment. So people can call this election whatever they want, but I know that we are good people that know right from wrong, and they are going to vote this governor out, and I'll make them a promise. Whether or not they agree with me on every issue, I will set a good example, because my 8 and 9-year-old, they're watching.
Last question, how do you define success?
I define success by our families, because too many of them are struggling. I want our families to have better jobs. I want our families to have affordable health care. I want to put this drug epidemic behind us in our lifetime, and I want to make sure that people get those pensions that they were promised. Again, I'm the candidate of right now because our challenges are too big to wait a minute longer to get progress.